Hey guys. Same to you. Happy New Year to everybody.
With Jadeveon, is it a situation where maybe it makes more sense for him to rest until?
Yeah, I would say that Jadeveon probably will not play in the game on Sunday. Thank you. Slow news day.
You gave us news. Now we got a tweet. See, that's the problem.
That's news.
Hard to ask questions.
What kind of role has Ben Jones had in helping you guys work through all the quarterback changes?
Oh, that's a great question. He he's done a really good job here. Last year was, you know, primarily our left guard was our backup center to Chris Myers, and emerged late in the year there. It's really one of the leaders of our team, and he's definitely one of the leaders of our team this year. He's done a really good job of running the show up front, and yeah, he's had to put in extra time with all those guys. You know, he meets early in the morning. I think they meet Wednesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 in the morning. Him and the quarterbacks, they do it after practice today, yesterday. And so he's had to do that with everybody. And it's also a matter of just getting used to how they take the snap, especially from under center. So different cadences, things like that. So, I think he's done a really good job.
Bill, what do you want to see from Warrior? Say three or four things.
From on Sunday?
Yeah.
I would say take care of the football, make good decisions in the passing game, get us into the right play, basically be efficient, operate the offense pre-snap at a very high level, get us in and out of the huddle with good communication, good communication at the line of scrimmage. I think if we do those things, and top of the list there is taking care of the football, we'll have a chance.
I think you've mentioned Pat O'Hara's role also in working with the quarterbacks.
Yep.
Can you expand a little more on kind of what impact he's had on them?
I would say that Pat probably works mostly with, the backups. Tom Savage, he's worked a lot with him here, and while he's been on injured reserve. Pat works a lot with George and breaking film down, helping with the offensive call sheet, the scripts for practice, things like that, helps with the show team. Timmy Kelly does a really good job of quality control also on offense, breaking film down, helping Mike Devlin with the offensive line. Will Lawing on defense does a really good job. Anthony Pleasant helps with the defensive line. Will Lawing also does some things for me. He helps me out a lot with preparation for my squad meetings and things. So all four of those guys do a really good job.
Look at Brandon Brooks and the season he's had. He's had to deal with a few things, including that illness. What have you seen from him in the past few weeks since he came back from that one?
I think he's played well. I think when he plays well, it really helps our team. He's big, he's athletic, he's smart, he's tough. And I think, when he's not in there, it's tough. It's tough because I think he's a good player. And so when he's in there and he's in there consistently, he gets better and better, and that's good for our team.
Bill, the Brian Cushion you inherited was a guy coming off of two really tough years, bad injuries.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the kind of leadership he
sure.
brings and who he is today? And, he's never been to a Pro Bowl because of the injuries. He certainly would have been if it hadn't happened. It seems like this is a special time for a guy like him.
Yeah, I don't think you can measure this guy by Pro Bowls. I think this guy is measured by his leadership, his toughness, everything that he brings to our team in the locker room. He's able to communicate with both sides of the ball, different positions. He gets us lined up on defense. He's the signal caller. You can't say enough about the guy's leadership. Somebody asked me earlier in the year about how he was playing and things like that. I'll tell you this. I've never seen a Mike linebacker play as hard as he plays. I mean, he throws his body around. He hustles from sideline to sideline. He's done a lot to, put in time in the training room to get healthy, and he is definitely one of the leaders of our team.
Bill,